We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, away we go. The Rob Brown Show's back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina, and how do you do? It's great to be with you one more time. Again, I am Rob Brown, back in the network studio, the great one. Hashtag dad kicks, the pinnacle of professionalism, the alpha and the omega of ESPN Upstate. He is the conductor of the Symphony of Sound. That is the Rob Brown Show. He is Lonzo. What up, Zo? Happy Friday, bruh.
Happy Friday, y'all. I hope you doing well.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. It's the first thing that popped into my head. You went street, so I had to go somewhere else.
You went 100% the opposite, I guess.
I think that is the opposite of street. I believe so. I think we found it.
I don't think there's any thinking involved in that. All right, busy show on the broadcast today. We do have officially confirmed Dallas J will be joining the show at 1:20 p.m. Goalkeeper for your Greenville Triumph. We will talk about that 3-0 loss on the road to North Texas FC, and then the rebound win this past weekend against, or excuse me, this past Wednesday against North Carolina FC. The Triumph gets set to play on the road this weekend on Sunday against Tormenta FC out of Georgia, and then next Wednesday back at Legacy Early to take on Ford Madison. 3 matches in 7 days. We'll talk to Dallas about how they handle that, and I'm going to go ahead and warn you, Lonzo, get you prepared, get you ready. Dallas J got a haircut.
By the way, see this makes me believe that you don't trust in the fact that I'm in the know. I've seen the pictures. I was very disappointed. Yes.
Yes. Dallas decided to get a haircut. He has gone full millennial on us, so we'll talk to him about that. Tonight, we have got the Greenville Swamp Rabbits back home. Eastern Conference Finals get underway against Eastern Conference Finals Game 2 gets underway. The Swamp Rabbits went on the road and in Game 1, unfortunately, took a big-time L to the Charleston-based South Carolina Stingrays. A 5-1 victory for the Stingrays in Game 1. But hey, look, sometimes those games happen, so they need to get it back on the rebound tonight. And I will tell you, Lonzo, pretty excited about this. Every hour this show, we will be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to a game, either your choice of tonight's home game or tomorrow night's home game. So stay tuned. Somewhere around the middle of the hour, all 3 hours, Lonzo and I are going to be giving somebody a chance to take the whole fam out to the Swamp Rabbits game either tonight or tomorrow at the Bonscore Wellness Center. We've got a family 4-pack of tickets that will be given away every hour somewhere in the middle of the hour, so stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. Got to get a ton of NBA talk, including some news that popped out late last night. Lonzo, you ever had your day ruined the day before? Like, have you ever gotten news at night that ruined your next day before that next day even started?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's just a part of being human. happens to all of us.
That's the worst. So last night I got some news that ruined this day before this day even started. I'm going to tell you what that is coming up here in just a minute. But all of that before I get into it. Lonzo, I have a question for you. And I have a question for you, the listening audience. And it's a question that's going to sound like a joke, but I am dead serious. I have to know the answer. Lonzo, you've been here in South Carolina for 80 years?
It's a little over 24 years.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you then, as another transplant turned local, as I consider myself to be after just a year and a half, let me ask you this question. If you go to a hot dog stand and you order a hot dog, what do you expect to come on it?
Nothing.
So all you're expecting if you order a hot dog, specifically a hot dog, is...
If you just order a hot dog should be served with nothing so you can put what you want on it.
Okay. All right. That was my thought. The lady friend told me a few days back, we went out and we got some lunch and we went and got a hot dog. Actually, it was at a game. We went to a game and we got a hot dog. And they bring out the hot dog, as Lonzo has specified, a hot dog in a bun. And that's it. And then said, hey, the condiment stand is right over there. So we get back to the seats and she opens up her hot dog and she gets this look of disappointment on her face. And this is important enough to me that I'm making it the first segment of the show, ladies and gentlemen. That should tell you how dead serious I am about this conversation. She had this look of disappointment on her face. And I was like, are you okay? And she said, where's the chili? And I said, well, you ordered a hot dog.
Yeah, did she order a chili dog? Did she specifically say, hey, I want a chili dog?
Right. That was my exact thought as well, Lonzo. I said, you ordered a hot dog, not a chili dog. And she said, no. In South Carolina, hot dogs have chili on them. If you order a chili dog, it's just chili in a bun. But hot dogs in South Carolina, by default, come with chili on them. And I said, no, that's a chili dog. We literally already have a word for that. We already have a name for that. It's called a chili dog. And she said, no. To which I was prepared to do... My manly duty in the relationship, Lonzo, by just shutting up and letting her think that she was right. Okay? Shutting up and believing it, just like, all right, whatever, babe. You're right. That's fine. That's what I was ready to do. And then we turn to the right. And I'm not going to put him on blast, but my man Keegan was at the game with us. And I said, Keegan, when you order a hot dog...
Aren't you kind of putting them on blast?
I am. I absolutely am. Right. I absolutely am.
Just want to clarify.
That's that thing where you go, no offense, but your teeth smell. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. I turned to Keegan and said, Keegan, when you order a hot dog, what do you expect to come on it? And Keegan said, in South Carolina, you expect chili to come on it. And I went, whoa, hold up, wait a minute. This can't be a thing, right? I mean, I'm trying to ingratiate myself into the ways and norms of Greenville. I want to be a part of this community, but I feel like perhaps this might be a bridge too far. Hot dog is a hot dog in a bun, and then if you want chili on it, you say chili dog, but Keegan agreed. And now, Zoe, to deepen the drama, our buddy Stathakis has chimed in on the live stream and has said she is absolutely right. A hot dog, by default in South Carolina, comes with, quote, chili, mustard, and onions, end quote.
Apparently, they were wrong because the hot dog was served without that. So if it is a thing, were you in South Carolina when you purchased a hot dog?
Yes, we were at a local professional sporting
event. So it would seem that they're wrong, because if that's the way it is here,
then that's the way you serve it.
That's the way it would have been, and it wasn't. That's proof that they're both wrong right there.
So that, again.
Of course, they will say, well, that's because some Yankee moved here and it's their first day working.
Everywhere that I have been, if you want chili on a hot dog, then you order a chili dog. That's a hot dog with chili on it. That's a chili dog. But I was stunned when the lady friend said, no, in South Carolina, a hot dog comes with chili on it. Then Keegan, who's, by the way, he says, for the record, I disagree with the chili view. So Keegan says, it's wrong, but that is how it's done here. And now Stathakis, who has a hot dog day at Stack's Original Restaurant once a week, is now telling me that she is correct, that it comes with chili. And now Steven on the line is texting in and says, hot dog comes with mustard, chili, and onion in South Carolina.
You know what this, you know what this is?
For this.
This is preference. These people are messaging their preference. It's not the way it is, or that's the way it would have been served. So did she go back and say, hey, you made a mistake. I ordered a hot dog. Where's the chili? Where the person who's serving would have said, yes, but you didn't order a chili dog, which is how you get chili.
But the argument here that she made and that others are now making in this very important conversation we're having, though, the argument that she made is that, right, they are wrong for not serving it that way if they want to be a part of South Carolina, right? This is what we do in South Carolina, and the teams aren't necessarily, I'm not going to specify what team it was, obviously, but the teams that are here aren't necessarily owned and operated in South Carolina. And so her argument was, if you want to be a South Carolina team, then you got to recognize that if you order a hot dog, it comes with chili, and according to Steven and Stathakis, mustard and onion on it as well. I have lived multiple places. I have done shows in multiple places, and everywhere I've ever lived, chili on a hot dog is referred to as a chili dog, and then you can up it by chili dog with cheese and onions.
Speaking of that, by the way, almost always, if you order a chili dog, it's going to cost more than a regular hot dog.
Right.
Because you're putting more on it, so they can charge more.
So
people are wanting, you know, they're wanting more than what they paid for by expecting chili on a hot dog when you didn't order a chili dog.
Texter says, ESPN, there is one answer, and Lonzo just got it wrong, end quote. Another texter says, they usually don't have chili at sporting events, too messy. If you go get a hot dog from any restaurant in South Carolina, chili is customary, end quote. I have been here April, May, June, coming up on a year and four-ish months at this point. A year and four-ish months. And I can tell you, I did not know this yet. I did not know this yet. Stathakis says, what comes on a hamburger? Stathakis, I don't think you understand the existential crisis that I'm having right now. I don't know what you people put on a hamburger. Yeah,
by the way, what comes on a hamburger? We'll see. If you order a cheeseburger, it probably has cheese on it. If you order a hamburger, it may have some condiments on it, but it depends on where you're ordering the hamburger from. If you're ordering it from McDonald's, you know that they're going to have a specific thing on there. If you order from Burger King, it's going to be something different. If you order from Wendy's, it's going to be something different. You know why? Because it's not uniform. It's not normal. To say all hamburgers have this, just like all hot dogs are supposed to have chili. No, all chili dogs have chili, because if all chili dogs didn't have chili, they wouldn't be a chili dog. A hot dog is a hot dog by itself. All you people are weird.
Adam says in quite the essay here, Carolina-style hot dogs consist of hot dog sausages and a split bread roll. Split bread roll? Isn't that a bun? They are characterized by an established set of condiments, including slaw, onions, and chili. The hot dogs are sometimes topped with mustard, which either acts as a substitute for slaw or can be added as a fourth condiment, end quote. I have also been told that if you go to a hot dog restaurant in South Carolina and you ask for a chili dog, then you will receive chili in a bun. And that's a chili dog. There's no dog there. What's the dog in chili dog if it's just chili in a bun?
Yeah, it literally says chili dog, which means there needs to be a dog in the bun. Yeah, that's just...
That's a chili sandwich.
Yes, it is. That's exactly...
That's a chili sandwich.
And it's also messy, I'm sure.
Steven says, if you want a plain hot dog here, you have to say plain hot dog at most every place I order them. And in fairness, I will be honest here. I'll be honest here. My entire hot dog consumption has come at professional and college sporting events around the upstate since I moved here. Right?
By the way,
I haven't been going out to restaurants. If I go to a restaurant, I'm usually not going to get a hot dog because I don't want to take a hot dog over some of their specialties on the menu. This is a revelation to me.
Do not be taken in by the locals playing you for a sap, because that's what they're doing. Here's what they're trying to do to you, Rob. They're trying to get you to prove that you're right and they're wrong. And how would you do that? Why? You would have to go out into the cities, into the towns, and buy hot dogs at various places. Although you're spreading commerce and you're helping local businesses, they still have taken you in. They've gotten you to go to all these places and buy hot dogs just to prove that you're right. Don't be taken in by that.
You do understand that sounds like a fantastic day to me, right? Like a day on the motorcycle just jumping hot dog restaurant to hot dog. Actually sounds like a great way to spend
a day. And by the way, don't be taken in, and if by chance you were taken in, make sure that you do absolutely not put it on social media to prove that you were right.
Here's the thing. I feel like we're being overwhelmed here by people that are saying that this is correct, that this is the way it's done here. And again, as someone who's trying to ingratiate himself, I don't want to be the outsider. I want to be a part of Greenville, and I want to be a part of the great state of South Carolina. I'm still learning, obviously, but this is mind-melting to me.
Another method, which is not necessarily scientific, is to put up a poll, and perhaps we should
put up a poll.
And in this case, it won't be skewed by Clemson people because it has absolutely nothing to do with the Gamecocks. So it's just about hot dogs. So we might actually get a fairly accurate poll, at least from the listening audience.
At ESPN, born and raised in South Carolina, I always request a chili dog if I want chili. So here's one person saying he is a born native of South Carolina that believes that a hot dog's a hot dog and a chili dog is a chili dog. At ESPN, I've been here 34 years. We are just trying to put you up on game. At ESPN, can you be a hot dog snob? Because that listener is one. And ESPN, what about a bird dog? Have you had one of those yet? What's a bird dog? The hell's a bird dog?
It's a dog that trees birds, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I know what an actual bird dog is,
okay.
But I assume we're talking about a hot dog with a specific setup to make it a bird dog. All right, we got to talk sports. I can't do hot dog talk. Let me phrase that. I am capable of doing a three-hour show on hot dogs.
Your name's on the show, and it's Friday.
So. I am capable of doing it, but I'm not gonna. Let's take a break. When we come back, I guess we do the lunch breakdown. No, the news that breaks my heart, and it should make you nervous if you are a small market NBA fan as well. I'll tell you what that is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. All right. That's enough hot dog talk, .. for now. But we will be revisiting that conversation later.
By the way, on the text line and on the Facebook messaging, don't let it die. Just hot dog for 3 hours.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you would listen.
So he has to bring it back up again.
We try to give the people what they want. If you want more hot dog discussion, I'm not above it. Let me make that very clear. But we do have to talk actual sports here on the show at some point. So last night a report came out that my beloved New Orleans Pelicans may be leaving New Orleans. Gail Benson, who is the current owner, she's also the owner of the New Orleans Saints, and the New Orleans Pelicans are only tied to the city contractually through 2024. And it's been a bit of a wild ride the last couple of, well, we'll say years. They bring in Chris Paul. They make it to the second round of the playoffs once. They can't do anything else. Chris Paul leaves. They get Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, one of the best three or four players in the league at his prime. They make it to the second round of the playoffs. They can't advance. Anthony Davis leaves. Now they have Zion Williamson, one of the best five players in the league, arguably. I would say he is. And it has not gone great for Zion. Last year, they missed the play-in tournament in the bubble by a couple of games. They add some pieces this year. They miss the play-in tournament again. The story comes out yesterday that Stan Van Gundy is mutually agreeing to part ways. Not a huge shock to me. The team did not buy in with Stan Van Gundy. They weren't on board. They weren't stance, if you will. And, you know, there were a couple players, one or two players, that came out and said, thanks for what you taught us. But there were others like Brandon Ingram who were a little less, shall we say, couth in their criticism of Stan Van Gundy. Said, I thought it was kind of bunk that he didn't really ever use me and Zion together the way we wanted to be used together, et cetera, et cetera. So now they got, I think, one more chance to get a coaching hire right. Otherwise, I think that they will lose Zion just like they lost CP3, just like they lost Anthony Davis. I think that Zion will be Guyon. And headed out. And, you know, they got extremely fortunate to get the number one pick in the lottery the year that produced Zion Williamson. That likely will not happen again. There is some bit of good news for the Pelicans in that they have a little bit more leniency and freedom in picking the right head coach for this year. I didn't like the Gundy hiring when it came down, but I understood they were trying to build a more defensive team. It just didn't work out. Now they get the opportunity to go to Zion and Brandon Ingram and say, who do you guys want, et cetera, et cetera. But here's why. I don't bring this up as a let me talk about my NBA team for a minute here style conversation. I bring this up, and I said this yesterday, if you want to thoroughly peeve Rob Brown, and it's not a great idea for me to tell y'all what gets my goat every time, all right? But if you want to thoroughly tick me off, yes, Lonzo, stop twirling your handlebar mustache. It is evil. Then tell me Zion should get out of New Orleans immediately. My whole premise is I am a fan of a small market NBA team. And I know that we are going to be challenged in ways that the Lakers and the Knicks and the Nets aren't, right? And here's my point. If I gave you one adjective, Lonzo, fringe NBA fan, theoretically for this conversation, if I gave you one adjective to describe the Los Angeles Lakers for the 3 years before LeBron James signed there, what adjective would you use?
Losers.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bleep show. All right. Two words, one adjective, a bleep show. I guess that's a noun, but you get my point. But because they are the LA Lakers, all they had to do was get one of the best players in the league to sign there, and then the league starts bending over backwards to help LA win again. If I had to describe to you right now, if you had to describe to me, sorry, Lonzo, in one word right now, this year notwithstanding, let's say the past decade, how would you describe the New York Knickerbockers?
I don't know what's worse than losers. Whatever worse than losers is, that's what's a word. I want to say preeminent, and then that's the wrong word. What is
the correct word is mega losers.
Okay, mega losers works.
Yes. But while the New York Knicks, a dysfunctional organization that brought in a dysfunctional coach in Tom Thibodeau, has a dysfunctional owner in James Dolan, and has a dysfunctional fan base that only shows up when they win, yet I hear people talk about Zion. He should go to the Knicks. Tell me right now, aside from market size, tell me right now, what makes the Knicks a better NBA destination than anywhere else? Let's narrow it down. Tell me right now what makes the Knicks a better organization than the New Orleans Pelicans. It's not the owner. It's not the GM. I mean, maybe you could argue the coach since Tom Thibodeau won Coach of the Year, but Tom Thibodeau won Coach of the Year because Julius Randle was Goliath during the regular season and whimpered away in the postseason, which is why they got beat by Atlanta. Atlanta came in and sniped the Knicks. Tell me right now why they are an organization that would be better for Zion than New Orleans when New Orleans has a new coach coming in that Zion will have a role in helping to pick. They have 41 draft picks in the first round coming up over the next 3 to 4 years because of trades and whatnot. Tell me why. Tell me why. You can't, all right? Here's what I am going to say. It came out last night, a report that the Pelicans maybe leaving New Orleans. They are looking into the possibility of relocating. Let me be the first to welcome back the Seattle Supersonics to the league, okay? That's where they'll go. They'll go to Seattle, and their rebrand is the Supersonics, and Seattle, the big market, will get their team back, and they'll get Zion, and they'll get Brandon Ingram, and a handful of other players that New Orleans put together. Big bummer for me. The league will eat it up. League will eat it up. And you know, it's one of those times, though, that I feel like I'm taking a stand. I'm making a referendum here that will be very difficult for me to uphold, but I have to try. Outside of what is required for me, Lonzo, to host this show and be able to talk about the NBA on the show, if the Pelicans leave New Orleans for a big market, I think I'm done with the association outside of whatever's required of me to do this show. I that's it. And I'm a basketball guy. Basketball is my first favorite sport. Basketball was my first word. I grew up playing the game and love of the game. Basketball is the only sport that I have played my entire life. I would be done with the association. Because, Lonzo, if this team moves, if this team can't find success and can't get the help and is being pushed around to get its best players to go to big market teams, then the NBA, Lonzo, becomes nothing more than a feeder league for the big market teams. It becomes nothing more than a feeder league for the Knicks, for the Nets, for the Clippers, for the Lakers, for the Bulls, for the future Supersonics, and that's it. That's it. It's a feeder league. Just knock the league back down to teams. Teams are only allowed to exist in a city that has 1.5 million people or more. Just make the rule. Let's just have, wouldn't it be more fun, Lonzo? We're doing super teams already, right? Big markets get super teams. Little teams have to pray that the one guy can pull them up. If we're going to do super teams and the small markets cannot create them, then let's go full super team. Let's just have 8 NBA teams, 2 in New York, 2 in LA, 1 in Chicago, 1 in Seattle, 1 in Central Texas. Let's have all the superstars split up around those 8 teams. Nobody else gets one. And let's just go full out because that's the direction this league is heading in. And it sucks, Lonzo. It sucks that I wake up to the news this morning that my favorite NBA team might be leaving when they have one of the best 5 players in the league a fistful of draft picks over the next 2 years, money to work within the cap, and an open slate to bring in the right head coach, yet they still might move. Why? Because a big market has come calling. It sucks. Okay, first off, great music. Very well done. You have my full seal of approval. Now I need, here's the problem, though. Now I have to come up with an actual conspiracy because this one is just the truth.
Well, I had to make a choice because I also have sad violins for a certain time, but I just really wanted to hear this bed.
First off, great bed. Great bed. Put that in the rotation. It's going in. Great bed. However, no, it's not. Creepy, whispery announcer guy.
Yeah, that was me, by the way.
No, it wasn't, really?
Yes, it was.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Alpha and the Omega of ESPN Upstate for a reason. Conspiracy. That's
pull,
good.
Put a little something on it, too. So,
that's
you know.
Good. That's good. This is not a conspiracy, though. This is the truth. If you are a fan of a small market team, go ahead and prepare yourself. Because the league is set up for the big markets to succeed and the small markets to be nothing more than feeder. New Orleans trains CP3, then they send him on the road. They train Anthony Davis, then they send him on a road. And if we head down the direction we're heading in now, they are going to train Zion Williamson, and then they're going to send him down the road. And then they'll bring in the next guy, and he'll play there 3 or 4 years to learn the speed of the league, and then they'll send him down the road. And there is literally no point in me being a basketball fan. There's no point. What? You are a fan because you believe that your team has a chance one day. That's why you're a fan. There's no point in me being a Pelicans fan. And if you're a small market team, there's no point in you being a fan of your team either. I would say Charlotte broke the mold because they got Michael Jordan as a leader and the league's not going to do anything to hurt Michael Jordan. All right? You got very lucky with that. But if you are a fan of San Antonio, you're not finding another Tim Duncan team. You're not finding another Pops when Pops is done. You're done. Milwaukee's got Giannis, and maybe they got lucky. Maybe they got lucky. And Giannis is a guy who will go, you know what, even if I never win a title, I'll finish my career here. I wouldn't bank on it. Wouldn't bank on it. But you're set up to fail. It's a feeder market. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. My name is Rob Brown. He's Lonzo. This is ESPN Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what do you say we give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Greenville Swamp Rat? Oh, what? No? What did I miss, Lonzo? I got the not shake head of approval.
Well, there's a are they put in the proper place that they need to be put in?
I have been given the thumbs up by the higher-ups.
Okay, well, I'm having trouble accessing the program.
Okay.
I could go ahead and take their name and stuff and fill it out later.
So I'm gonna need is a name and a phone number, and we can I'll check in with the powers that be during the break to get it set up. But let's go ahead and give away a family four pack of tickets. You will get your choice. You can attend either tonight or tomorrow's home game for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Lonzo, do we just take the first caller? Do we want to take a caller number? You're the one who's got to answer the phones. How do we want to do this?
First contest with you and I together. Let's go with the first caller. Why not?
First caller. First person to call in 844-GSP-ESPN you are winning a family four-pack of tickets, your choice. All we need is your name and phone number. We're going to give it to the Swamp Rabbits, and they will text you your four tickets. But first caller right now to 844-GSP-ESPN is going to win a family four-pack of tickets to either tonight or tomorrow's home game in the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. The Swamp Rabbits taking on the South Carolina Stingrays out of Charlotte. And we are going to be sending one of you. Actually, that's not true. We're going to be sending three of y'all because I'm giving away another four-pack of tickets coming up tomorrow on the show as well. Giving away one more pack tomorrow or one more set of tickets tomorrow on the show. So Zoza, I believe, has our winner. If it is not you, worry not, my friends, because coming up in the next hour, I'm going to give away another set of a family four-pack of tickets to the Swamp Rabbits game. You get your choice of either today or tomorrow. Just tell Lonzo your name, number, and what day you want to go, either Friday or Saturday, and the Rabbits will get you your tickets courtesy of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits and ESPN Upstate.
I will say that the phone lines were lit up, all five of them. Some of them are still ringing. Sorry, we already got a winner, but as you pointed out, you got more chances to win. So
yes,
just stand by.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Keegan won. And he's like, well, I don't want it to sound rigged. Well, it's not rigged. You were the first person who called. I mean, and what happened was four of the five lights lines lit up at one time. So went with the top one.
Yeah, that's how it's done. That's how it's done.
And don't be if you're listening intentively and you got in first, good for him.
I was going to say, listen, there are benefits of being a P1. There are benefits of being a P1. If you listen to the show consistently, there are benefits, and that is one of them. Knowing, having the phone pre-dialed because you listened earlier in the show and heard that around the middle of the hour I was going to give away tickets puts you in a position to be ready. If you did not win, worry not, friends. I got another family four-pack that I'm giving away in the next hour, and if you don't win that one, worry not, my friends. I got another family four-pack to give away in the final hour of the show. You're welcome. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a moment from now. If you're not on the stream, you're going to want to join us. You're going to want to join us at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate or twitter.com/ESPN Upstate. We have got a video of a parking lot fight where a dude legitimately just broke out a WWE finisher on another cat in a parking lot fight. And Lonzo and I are going to do a full breakdown of his technique during the break on the stream, facebook.com/ESPN Upstate, twitter.com/ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. At ESPN, OMG, please go back to the hot dog talk. No more New Orleans talk. We don't care about your teams. Okay, sorry, rant over. You missed, with all due respect, you missed what I was trying to say there. What I was trying to say there is that New Orleans is the illustration of the fact that the NBA is letting their small market teams fail, and they don't care. And they don't care. They're fine with it. As long as their large market teams are doing good, they don't care if a small market team ever wins the title. They don't care if a small market team ever competes, which is why it's set up for the small market teams to be breeding grounds and training grounds for young talent before you pump them into the super teams on the large market teams. That's what this is. That's what this is. At ESPN, Rob, I feel you. I was a huge Sonics fan. The NBA hasn't been the same for me since they moved to OKC. That's from Chad. Chad, I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know, Zoe. I mean, do you have any idea how you'd feel if your team moved? Do you have any idea how you'd feel if your team left?
I don't know, but I do have a best friend who was a Cleveland Browns team. And if you recall, in the middle of the night,
yeah,
boom, they were gone. He was devastated. And this is my best friend in the whole world. So I know that he was he hates the Ravens forever because of it. And I know he was really upset. But so I don't personally know, but I've been close to someone who's seen this happen.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I got to be honest, I was angry too, even though I wasn't a fan of the team because of how that was done. And all the fans, they invest their time. They buy the gear. They do all that kind of stuff. And then the owner decides, you know what? I'm going somewhere else. That's a slap in the face to the community and to the fans. And it tells them that they don't really matter.
Look, it's great. It's great when a team buys into their community. All right. And I'm saying this, and it's not meant to be like cynical, but at the end of the day, the owners of the team have one goal. It's to make money. Now, a lot of owners believe that the best way to make money is to get invested in the community, to invest in the community and allow there to be a return of investment on that investment in the community. That's a fact, but they're in it to make money. And if I'm Keegan, I was texting with earlier Keegan before the show, he's a Pelicans fan too. And you know, I sent him that and I said, oh, well, cool. Like Abed from Community. Cool. And he said, well, do you think if they leave New Orleans, they might go to another small market, right? Could we see them go to a Birmingham or a Mobile and keep it in the South? And my answer was, Lonzo, right now, if tomorrow you got a call and they gifted you the New Orleans Pelicans and they said, you can put the team anywhere you want to put it, but you have to leave New Orleans, would you go to Mobile? Would you go to Birmingham? Seeing what the NBA allows to happen to small market teams, would you go to another small market, or would you find a major metropolitan city without a team to base it in?
Well, you absolutely need to go to a major market.
Yeah, of course. You go to Seattle. You go to Seattle. Obviously, you go to Seattle. They have not just people want there, but you're looking at a million-man market in Seattle, right? And when you include it, there's 725,000 people that live in the city of Seattle. When you start including suburbs within half an hour in every direction, it's a million plus number of people who live there. Of course you go there. No, I wouldn't put it in another small market. Of course not. At ESPN, whoa, my kids are listening. Sucks is way too strong of language. I have bad news for you about this show. Unfortunately, I do. I mean, we don't go off the handle, but if sucks is too strong of language for your kids, whew, sorry.
I'm just guessing that was sarcastic.
At ESPN, damn, 844-477. I dialed 864. Oh, no. Oh, no. You Atlanta Falcons to yourself, man. You were ready in the clutch and just fell apart. 844-477-3776 is the number. And I'll tell you, go ahead and pre-dial that, because coming up around 1:35, I got another family four-pack of tickets to the Rabbits game tonight that we're going to give away. And if you don't win that one, I got another family four-pack of tickets coming up in the third hour as well. You're welcome. All right, coming up in the next hour of the show, Dallas J, goalkeeper for your Greenville Triumph, will be joining us at 1:20. This afternoon, we will talk to him about that 3-0 loss at North Texas, his literal trip around the world, the win this past Wednesday over North Carolina, the upcoming match Sunday against Tormenta, next Wednesday against Ford Madison, and what challenges are faced when a team has to play three matches in 7 days. We got that coming up for you at 1:20. And then in the final hour of the show, we're going to talk some College World Series. College World Series getting started up today, live in Omaha, Nebraska. Ladies and gentlemen, I maintain that college baseball has the best postseason in all of sport. And we're going to get the creme de la creme of that postseason coming up later on today when we get our first round of games started this afternoon. But before we get there,
baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.